Question 17. Non-controlling language is communication that is non-evaluative, flexible, and informational. Autonomy-supportive teachers communicate classroom rules, requirements, and expectations with informational and non-controlling language. Such language avoids rigid, pressuring phrases such as have to and got to. For instance, instead of saying you must work harder, and hence closing down students' autonomy and communication, the teacher might openly invite the student into the problem-solving situation, saying, you may want to participate, or I've noticed that your writing doesn't quite have the same spark it did last week. Would you like to talk about it? In these two examples, the teacher supports both the classroom requirement and the student's autonomy. In contrast, a teacher with a controlling, motivating style verbally pushes and pressures students toward compliance without enlisting the student's input or perspective, e.g., you must improve your spelling.